Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Delta Flyers Journey Through the Wormhole with Quark, Dax, and their good friends, Tom and Harry. Join us as we make our way through episodes of Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Your hosts for today are my fellow Trek actors, Terry Farrell, Robert Duncan McNeil, and myself, Garrett Wong.
For the complete and exciting version of this podcast, check out patreon.com/theDeltaFlyers. Sign up to become a patron today. Hello, friends.
Hello.
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 Well, I just wanted to go right to it, because right before we started recording, Terry was like, I had a car accident. And we're like, what? What happened?
Yeah. Driving on my way to my parents. Albuquerque has crazy traffic. And it was on Wednesday. So the traffic stopped. But, you know, I mean, you're used to L.A., so it's like L.A. 405 driving. And I pump my brakes to let the person know behind me, like, it's bad. You better stop quick. And I could see that they weren't slowing down. So I started to go towards we were in the fast lane. I started to go left to go into that, you
like
know,
the
that
emergency
area.
The turn lane, kind of.
Well, it's not a turn lane because I was on the interstate, but it's that.
I think it's
the emergency vehicle lane.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so thankfully she only hit my back right bumper.
Right.
But she was young and I felt so bad for her. She was all shook up and she was late for work. And I just said, first we're going to take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look, neither one of us are hurt. We're both fine.
Right. No injury.
We're both fine. It's just bumpers. That's what they're for.
Right.
It was just an honest to God. I don't know if she was changing her radio station or, you know what I mean? It was like she must have just glanced and missed that moment. Poor thing. I really felt bad for her. Because she was so young and she was so shook up.
Yeah.
And I didn't call the insurance until today because I was taking care of my dad and his surgery.
Right.
He's fine, everybody. So everything's great.
Right.
But she hadn't called it in yet. And it happened on Wednesday.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I was in a similar experience to you. I was heading in Santa Monica, going straight through an intersection, and there was a turn lane where someone had their left turn signal on to make a left on Main Street. And just as I was passing them, they changed their mind and decided to come back into the, you know, to go straight. And so they hit my car, my rear left wheel and my rear quarter panel. And I was like, oh my God. And I pulled over. And they pulled over, and it was a teenage girl and her boyfriend.
Right.
And she was really, really upset.
Yeah.
And I did what you did. I was like, it's okay. It's no big deal.
Right.
And so because she was so upset and apologizing and everything, we took each other's information. We both had State Farm or whatever, you know, we've had the same insurance company. So I thought, no big deal. Like, she knows she made a mistake. We'll just put it in.
Yeah.
Well, when I called my insurance adjuster, they said, well, she has a different story. She said you tried to cut her off and make a left in front of her. And I went, what?
What?
Yeah.
Why would I make a left? I was going to an appointment. I have
straight.
My calendar. I was going straight. Like, I was not making a left. And because we had not filed a police report, the insurance company split the blame. And so I got a ding on my insurance. My insurance went up. And I was like, I can't believe this girl. I was so nice.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I didn't make a police report either because we weren't hurt.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, shoot.
Everybody.
Well, what's weird is a cop car SUV drove right by us.
You should have called.
When we were outside.
Said it's no big deal. From then on, not that I've been in any other accident, but for 2 or 3 years, I paid much higher insurance
because
that
of
young girl or her father or mother,
whoever
someone
coached
said,
her.
We can't.
Why
you
did
don't
you
want your
say
insurance
that?
Company. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, saying to her, why did you say that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It made no sense. because I knew what I was doing. But the way the accident happened,
That
her
also doesn't make
story,
sense.
the adjuster, it kind of, it's possible, but I said to the adjuster, like, why would I cut her off and run my car into, like,
I
it
don't
make,
see how it would be physically possible for
but the
it to be
adjuster
your
said,
fault.
we can't tell. It could be her version, it could be your version. So we're just going to split the blame.
Wow.
So file a police report, PSA. If you're ever in an accident, it's not personal. You just want a record of exactly what happened that you agree on. What are we talking about? What's our show today?
Oh my gosh, we're talking about Adversary today.
The season finale? Oh
The
my
season
gosh.
finale, season 3, episode 26 of Star Trek Deep Space Nine,
Oh my
Adversary.
gosh. A lot to talk
Yeah,
about.
buckle up your seats, everybody.
But before that happens, let's talk about birthdays, though.
Oh,
Let's go
yeah.
through some
Yes.
birthdays.
I want to say to Rob Traverse, happy birthday on May 23rd, Rob. Happy, happy birthday.
Happy, happy birthday, Rob.
Happy birthday to my friend Rob. Happy birthday, buddy. Next up, we have E.G. Galano on May 23rd as well. Happy birthday to E.G. Galano.
Happy birthday, EG.
Happy birthday, E.G.
And Sarah Thompson, May 25th. Happy birthday, Sarah.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Happy birthday to Sarah.
And last but not least, Caitlin Burmark on May 25th as well. Happy birthday, Caitlin.
Happy birthday, Caitlin.
Happy birthday to Caitlin. Let's hear a little limerick from Robbie McNeil.
All righty, here we go for our season finale, The Adversary, a little poetic art. The big season 3 finale is finally here. There's a saboteur. Its identity's unclear. Ben gets a captain pip. Will he blow up his own ship? Changelings everywhere. Season 4 will be a big year.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very
Yeah.
much. Thank
We
you.
should have ran that as a promo for the
I know.
show.
That's what I was
That was
thinking.
so good.
That was a good promo.
Where were you in 1995?
That's your new career. Robbie's going to do promo voice audio for all the promos of
Yes.
new shows.
Promo
Yes.
poems.
Okay. Here is my haiku for the adversary. Here we go.
Yes.
Sisko promoted. A mission to Tenkethi. Founders meddling.
Wow, I'm scared now.
I know the haikus are always a little intimidating. They're dramatic.
So you could do the longer promo. I'll do the quick short promo. I'll just be
Yes.
founders
Well, you know
meddling.
what? Doesn't it? But you know what, Gawa? You usually have a very funny haiku.
Yeah, this one
Yes, for like
wasn't
a
so
funny.
funny. No,
Yes. So that
no.
was
Maybe it
kind of
changed.
poignant how
Yeah.
intense that
Well,
was. I like
because
it. I
there's
like
a lot
it.
of change happening in this episode. Like,
Yes,
this is the
there is.
last of a lot of things going on for this episode.
I thought it was going to be the last of the Defiant.
No. Yeah, you definitely felt it was going to be the last of Defiance. But
Over my dead body.
this is the last episode where Sisko is credited as Commander Sisko. And then after that, it's Captain Sisko, right? That's number
Yay.
one. This is the
Yay.
last episode where Avery Brooks actually has hair. So this is it. After
Is it
this one,
really? Well, he
yes.
has hair, but
Oh,
he shaves his head.
yes.
So there you
Season
go.
four premiere, first episode, it's shaved, right? It's gone.
And I think he wanted to do that right from the get-go.
Also, this is the first time that we see new sets on the Defiant.
Yes.
Main engineering, mess hall, and extended corridor sets. So they really added a lot more to that Defiant
Yes, they
ship,
did.
right? Yeah.
Love the engineering with the warp core in it. That's so
Yeah.
cool looking.
Because what
Yeah.
have we seen before this? We've seen the bridge of the Defiant and the quarters, like one of the
The
crew
cramped
quarters, the
quarters.
cramped little
Yeah.
crew quarters. Any other areas that we've seen, Robbie, that you recall? Because I don't
No.
remember anything
Tiny,
else.
maybe a little return of a hallway or something, but
And
not
that's it.
much.
Yeah.
Not
And this one
much.
just expands the story, you know, and
Yeah.
our
Oh, and
view
Turbo
of
Lift. Did you
DS9.
mention Turbo Lift?
No, in the turbo, yes, there's
There's a
yes, that's
Turbo Lift in
another
this.
thing
Yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
So.
hallways that are really long. There's some
Jeffrey's
pretty incredible.
tubes.
Yeah.
There
Just.
are, And the Jeffrey's tube, similar to what we used in Voyager, Robbie, with that
Yes.
bot with that hard
Very
rubber
Starfleet.
perforated, bottom thing that hurt our knees. This is also the last time that these opening credits that we've been seeing for season one, two, and three, every single episode, they're done. Next, so the next season, season four, episode one,
Brand
it's
new
a
opening
whole brand new,
credits?
which I'm so excited. I haven't seen that. So, oh yeah. So I don't know until it
Oh, we
comes
get to
up.
review that.
Yeah, we
Next.
do. We
Next.
do. Okay, directed by Alexander Singer, Alex Singer, as we know him, the silver-haired fox that he is. He's so good at what he does. We love him. Written by Ira Stephen Baer and Robert Hewitt Wolf. Let's talk about guest stars. Is that all right? We can do
Yes.
that.
Yes,
Okay.
please.
Lawrence Prespin as Krajewski. He's Ambassador Krajewski. His first role ever was on the soap opera The Edge of Night. Do you remember that, Robbie? The Edge
I
of Night.
definitely do,
I
yes.
do too.
Yeah. And one of his very first starring roles in a feature film happened to be on the iconic film, 1971 film, Shaft, which you
Get
two definitely know. Yeah.
out.
Shaft.
Wow.
Pressman was absolutely prolific on stage. He won the Theater World Award for his Broadway debut in Never Live Over a Pretzel Factory. He also starred in The Man in the Glass Booth, directed by none other than Harold Pinter, on both the West End and Broadway. And he also co-starred in the original Broadway production of Woody Allen's Play It Again, Sam. That's Lawrence Prespin. So if you're talking about a theater pedigree background, this man has it for sure. He also played in an earlier episode of Deep Space Nine. That was season three, and that was Second Skin. We also have Kenneth Marshall as Michael Eddington. We've spoke about him before. He was at Juilliard, your alma mater as well, Robbie. We talked about him and being in Juilliard as well back in the day. Jeff Austin as the Bolian. The Bolian Starfleet crew member, the blue guy.
Yeah, he was good.
His earliest credit
He
was
did go good.
a 1979 episode of Barnaby Jones. You guys remember that show, Barnaby
Yes,
Jones? Oh my God!
wow.
He also played Alos, Robbie, in our show on Voyager, in the episode Omega Directive. And so I had to actually look back at that. Can you see that at all? Am I putting him anywhere near?
Oh, yeah,
Yeah,
he was great. He was very
unrecognizable.
intense.
Yeah, that guy. So clearly, this guy he's played multiple aliens. He's a Bolian. He's this alien here on Voyager. And those are our guest stars.
Lawrence is still alive. He's still with us. He's 85 years old, I think. He's a member, though, a connection for this podcast. He's a member of the Antaeus Theater Company. That is
Kitty and
With
Armin.
Gideon. Yes. So I'm sure they're very good
Oh my
friends
good. Of course they are.
through the theater company that Armin and Kitty both are, big important people in. So,
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. We need to know
Yeah,
that,
that's very
actually.
cool. I just wanted to say about Jeff Austin and all the actors that come on and have basically under five lines. Excellent work. It's so hard to come in
Agreed.
and have such a small part and be such a full character. And he really was. I was with him the whole way. He was excellent.
You could have pages and pages of dialogue, but sometimes when you have under five, it's even more difficult to pull off, right? All right. Now, the other bit of trivia here before we get in is this episode was untitled. It did have a working title. It was Flashpoint, but it was untitled for a while until they had a contest. A contest was held, and the adversary was the winning selection of the winning entry of
What
that
kind of
contest.
contest did
I have
they
no
have
idea, but
then?
that's just what I found on the interwebs. Maybe they just put this in some type of local paper or something. Who knows? It could have been anything. If anyone
Interesting.
knows, let us know,
It could
please.
have been a contest in the writers' room.
It could,
Yes, exactly. They
or the
threw
Paramount.
straws.
Amongst the Paramount Studios security guards, they said that you guys come up with anything you
Yeah.
want.
Doubt
this is
it.
also the very last time that Alexander Siddig is credited as Siddig El-Fadil, his original credited name. He does keep Siddig El-Fadil when he directs the season five episode Business as Usual. So he doesn't use Alexander Siddig when he directs, only his original name. So that was for you, Robbie, just so you know.
Interesting.
That's funny. I don't remember him directing. I must not have been in it very
Oh
much. I don't
no.
remember. Yeah. I really
Oh
don't. But some episodes we did voiceovers. Like you
Yeah,
didn't,
that's
we're not in them and it was
If
just
you
our
were in
comm voice.
exactly. Like you would make one little audio thing and that was it. You weren't even in the episode, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
It's
look at
possible.
this. I get knocked out and
Yeah, true.
they take me out of the equation again.
Yeah. But I'll tell
Just
you
so
what,
funny,
it was
right?
so.
but you being knocked out, we've never ever seen the underside of your chin before until today.
Really?
Well, think about it. We never get that view of you, right? We saw
Oh,
that view.
well, we don't really want to look up anybody's
We
nose.
but we did. We got to see
Do
up your
we?
nose this one.
Our
So
babies maybe make sure they're clear.
I will say, I did feel like when O'Brien says to you, "Hey Dax, can you come with me? I need some help." I was like,
Uh-oh.
"That's yeah, there's gonna be trouble. One of them's gonna, something's gonna happen."
Yeah.
I knew immediately.
We
Yeah.
would have fixed it too quickly, the both of us.
Yes, exactly.
Oh goodness. All right, shall we
All
jump into
right.
this one?
Let's do. Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Starting with the commander's log, because he's still a commander. He's talking about how the last 3 years have been the most demanding and rewarding of his career, and he just hopes that the future will hold even greater challenges. And then all of a sudden, we're in the wardroom right now, right?
But you skipped over one
Oh, what did I
important
skip over?
part.
Yes.
He says, "This is my final commander's
Yes,
log."
yes, yes, yes,
And I
yes.
was like,
Yeah.
"What? What the what?" I literally was
Yeah.
like, "That's not possible." I know he doesn't leave the show. I know
Right.
I didn't understand. And then,
And
okay, I
then,
get
yes,
it.
then you get
Yes.
it, right?
We
And they
go to the
still,
wardroom.
well, it's cool because when we're in the wardroom, that you, it's a very tight shot and it's just on Jake. That's it. So you still don't know what's going on. So they're
Yeah.
extending your what the what from the earlier
Right. They
commander's
did.
log into this scene,
And
right?
it could be
So,
anything. I've been wanting to say this to you for a
yeah,
long time, Dad,
exactly.
Jake says. And it's
Right.
like, what has he been wanting to say to him?
Right.
Yeah.
Marta and I are getting back together. We're new parents. We have a child now. Something like that, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's there. It's awesome. He's getting promoted. Jake hugs him. Kira is there saying, "Well, does this mean that I can't disagree with you anymore?" He goes, "No, it just means I'm never wrong," is what Sisko says. So it's a cute little ceremony,
It's
basically.
very sweet. I did like
Yeah.
the detail that Jake was the one that pinned him with the
Yes.
captain's name. I thought that
Yes. Me
was nice.
too. Yes.
Yeah.
Instead of
Yeah.
a
And he's
Starfleet
taller than
admiral.
him now. It's
I
so funny to see how fast he
know.
grew. Oh my
That little
goodness.
beanstalk. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's nice because everybody has a little banter with Sisko.
Yes,
Yeah.
everyone comes through there.
Everybody had a
Yep.
little, yeah, it was sweet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dax does. Odo does. Yeah, it's great. Even
It's
Eddington
nice.
gets to say something. So yes.
Even Eddington, exactly.
When Jake asked if he can take a sip of the champagne,
Yes.
he only lets him have literally a sip. That was it, because he pulls it
He
away, and
pulls it away, which was
I
very
kept
funny.
thinking, come on, let the kid live a little, okay? He's not
But how
full. He's
old is he
not.
then? He's
He's
like
got to be
16, right?
17 or
Oh, he is?
18, right? Why would he be? Why would you stop
Oh,
your
I thought he was
very?
15.
It's illegal in Starfleet. You know the drinking age in Starfleet.
Oh my God!
What is
And
it?
35.
okay, but if you're in Europe, if you're in Germany or France, I mean, you're giving wine to your kids when they're in the
Yes.
single digit
You're
ages,
drinking
and
their
at
own
dinner.
bottle. It's a good idea.
No, it doesn't mean it's a good
Doesn't mean
idea, but
it's a good idea.
I'm saying Captain Sisko, new Captain Sisko, could have let him live a little.
I thought it was
Just
cute. It was very
I thought it
fatherly.
was
Like,
cute
I thought it
too.
was cute.
Better to be
Yeah.
a little protective in that specific situation. They also
Then.
weren't at home. It wasn't like it, you know.
And also
Right.
the ambassador's there.
You don't want a drunk son in front of the ambassador.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, also
You got things.
you're watching your parental
Okay.
behavior as well because you don't want to get judged.
By the
He's at work.
ambassador, the visitor,
Right.
exactly.
Cisco's at work.
Right.
Now's not the
Yes.
time to let him have a
He's
half
not
a glass
gonna.
of
Okay.
champagne.
That's fine.
The ambassador, Krajinski, he's
Yeah.
there and he tells Ben, he tells Ben, he tells
Ben.
Ben,
Hey,
"Oh,
Ben.
we're in Georgia now. Maybe
We're
I've
back in
had some
Georgia."
drinks.
I'm Ambassador Krajinski. Now, Ben, I
Well,
need
now I know how to say it.
He tells Sisko that there's been a coup d'etat on the Zenkethi homeworld and that they want Ben, Starfleet wants Ben to take the Defiant, go protect the outer colonies over there. So Ben agrees. And now that he's a captain, he's going to take this Defiant ship, which Krajinski is very excited to see, by the way. He's heard all about this. So he gets his assignment and then he steps back with the crowd and everybody sings for "He's a Jolly Good Fellow," which I thought was very sweet. Is
You
that
did.
pub yeah.
I thought it
royalty
was a
free?
tiny bit hokey.
That's
Like it was a little too 21st century or
no,
20th
yeah, that's
century
true.
for me. Super old-fashioned, right?
Doesn't Miles sing like old drinking songs and he and
Yeah, but you know how
Bashir?
like they made the super like the don't the Bajorans clap like this? I mean, sometimes they make the
Like
effort, Star Trek
that?
makes the
That's
effort to
cool.
do little things that are just a little bit different. I mean, we think about slang words we have today, but it would have been
Yeah.
interesting if Kira had started like a Bajoran,
Yes.
kind of the same
That would have been
thing.
more interesting. I agree. I
Yes.
agree.
Terry, did you hear what Robbie said? Robbie goes, they sing for he's a jolly good fellow, royalty free. Did you hear that part? He said royalty free.
No,
Because
I didn't.
I was gonna ask him, is it public
Royalty
domain
free.
to
Yes.
sing? So it is.
Oh.
So it was royalty free for them to sing that. There you go.
Oh,
The
yes, of course.
yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't have to pay anything for that.
Well, that's like on Someone to Watch Over Me, the episode I directed of Voyager.
Yep.
Bob Picardo and Jerry Ryan sang You Are My
My
Sunshine,
sunshine.
royalty free.
It is
I
royalty
remember the
free.
conversation.
Oh.
It took them a while to pick the song because they
Sure.
didn't want to pay a royalty for a well-known song, so they found really
Oh.
old-fashioned song.
Well,
Yeah.
you can't blame them. The
No.
money
Yeah.
needs to go on the screen as much as
Yeah.
possible.
But you end up with a lot of those old cheesy for He's a Jolly
Songs.
Good Fellow or
Yeah.
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 We go in the engine room next. We go in the
Ooh,
engine room of the
the
Defiant.
new engine room. Woo!
Yes. And it felt very TNG to me, very like
I didn't get
Starfleet.
TNG. Did you? Really?
I did, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I got
I see
TOS
why you
vibes
said
from it
that.
in a way. Sorry.
I get why you say that.
Maybe because it's just that we're so used to the space station, which is so Cardassian and very different than
Yes.
Starfleet, that this
Yes.
felt suddenly like, oh, we're in
Very
real,
Starfleet.
yeah,
Yeah, cleaner
TNG era.
lines.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The same color palette,
But not so kind of Cardassians, a little on the gothic spectrum, right?
Yeah. But the interior of a lot of the Defiant is very Voyager looking with gray and metal and like that, I
I
feel, like
love
on
that
the
you
bridge.
say that, but how about that your show's a little defiant looking? You keep,
Okay.
honest to Pete, you mix it up all
Hey
the
Robbie,
time. All
our
the
ship is
time.
very defiant looking in
It
this.
is.
There
It
you
really
go.
is. It really
There
took
you
its
go.
cue from the
Wait,
Defiant.
the Defiant came out the beginning of season three, right? That's,
Oh, we came
and
out
we came out,
at the
Voyager
beginning of
began
season
the
three.
no,
beginning of
at the
season.
b
It was
before
all
the
the
Defiant.
same
It's the same
timing.
time.
No, it was the same time.
Okay,
It was the same time
so
because
there you
Next
go.
Gen
They
had
had this
2 years before you guys came.
right, but
Yep. We
set
were with Next
design.
Gen for 2 years.
Okay, but set design had the same sensibility, the
They
same
were,
sort of
but
like
they were making the Defiant,
they're the
and
same teams.
it's
They
the
all
same
talk
same
to the same
people.
people.
They duplicated what the Defiant was on Voyager and Voyager on Defiant. It's the same thing. You're right. That's what it
Yeah.
was. Okay.
Yeah, but
And it
we
was
didn't
that
get it from
great
you.
construction department that
I
gave us those great gifts every year, those plaques. It was the same
know.
construction. So the
Yes.
same people doing the painting and the plastering. Miles goes to work and Ben leaves. And while Miles is working on finishing up some things, he hears a noise. I thought Alex Singer did a great job in immediately setting the tone. This is going to be a suspense. There's somebody on the
Oh
ship.
yes, for
Because it
sure.
even ends with this, you're over there with Miles. He looks around, you see his POV pan slowly, and then he goes back to work, and then it cuts to this sort of subjective shot, which is someone's POV that we don't know who's in there with them.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
But we don't see something.
Nope.
But it's just that
But you know it.
creepy. Yeah. Why would the
Yeah.
camera be there if
Yeah.
it, I mean, why would we see someone else's point of view
Right.
if there wasn't
Yeah.
someone else there?
It's messing with us already, for sure.
And who wants to say this?
Which one?
The
You
next
say.
thing coming up. You
The
can say
first captain's log. It's the
What?
very first captain's log. And there's a lot of captain's logs in this episode, I have to say,
Yeah.
more than the average Star Trek
Yeah.
show.
Yeah.
We just want to make
Wow.
sure everyone knows
Everybody
he's
got
a
it.
captain.
Right. Exactly.
We're giving you the memo several times in different colors.
Yep. This is the only that I know of, the only captain's log that doesn't begin with captain's log started, blah, blah, blah. It
Yeah.
begins with my son, the writer, thinks I should say something profound on this occasion. He even offered to write me a brief statement, but I told him I'd take care of it myself. As it turns out, the only thing that I can think of is begin captain's log. So
Yes.
he ends it with Captain's log, stardate 4 8 9 6 0 point 9. That's never
Yeah.
the order. Usually it's captain's log, blah, 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 and then the talk. So I love that they flipped it around. I think it's cool.
Yeah, I think that's good writing how they did
Yeah,
that.
clever.
And
just the way it was worded, I kind of felt like it reminded me of what's the show that Bob Picardo did right before Voyager with the kid, and he
China
played
Beat.
Coach Coach Cutlip.
Wonder Years.
Yes, you know how Wonder Years has that voiceover of the adult talking when, about him as a kid, kind of. That's kind of what I got from that in a way. So.
Yes. We're in a turbo lift next. First time we've ever seen the turbo lift on the
My
Defiant.
goodness, yes.
And I will say it's a great scene with Dax and Sisko. They talk for a little while. But I thought to myself at the end of it when they got off the turbo lift, I'm like, that ship's not that big. Like, why did the turbo lift take? That was a long ride for a pretty small ship. Unless it was
Yes.
traveling sideways or
No, this is what I
something.
did. It just kept circling around like that, but you can't tell
Like
because they're
top
on the
to
turbo lift.
bottom, it would take you about 6 seconds to get from the top to the bottom of that ship.
Yeah.
Turbo lifts go sideways and up,
They
right?
do go sideways, correct. They do. If you look
So
on a little
maybe it
map.
was going from the back
Okay.
of the ship to
I
the
didn't know
front and
that.
then
Yes.
turning, and
Yes.
maybe.
I want to tell you, I remember doing this scene. It was kind of me doing a play on Avery, how he talked to me sometimes, just me, Terry, when we'd be in the turbo lift. And he'd kind of like, if he was trying to kind of cajole me, he would kind of
Right.
get in my face and be kind of like, what's going on? Tell me.
Oh,
And
wow. Funny.
I was mimicking
Him doing
Timmy.
what he
Now
would,
the
how he would
gives
table
me.
with
Tables
you.
were turned. Yes. Oh,
Did
that's
you? That was
funny.
really fun to watch back because it made me
Oh.
smile and I felt like it, oh, it just made me really miss Avery as a friend and
Yeah.
seeing him because he picked up on it. It was playful for both of us and it was
Oh.
just, I just really miss him. I miss
Yeah.
him.
Oh.
So you surprised him with that the way you were doing it, but he picked up on it immediately and he
Of course he
continued to play.
did.
Of course he did. He continued to play with you there. I loved it. It was
Yeah,
great.
it was sweet. But I just love that scene. And I love that he said with about with Cassidy Yates that the first thing he'd want to do is take her to the seventh game of the
19.
1964 World Series. And I was like,
Yeah.
you do like her. It's
Yeah.
like, oh my God, how
Yeah.
cute is that?
That was a
And
great.
she's such a cutie anyway. I mean, I don't mean that in any kind of disrespectful way. It's just she's her face, she's cute, pretty cute, and
Yes.
that together it's this there's some sweetness about her
Oh,
that
yeah.
I think is perfect for him. And she's
Yeah.
capable and strong and all of those things, but it's like
Yeah.
you can see her kind of melt with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. So the whole thing when you're cheering after 1964 World Series and you're like, it was a real rom-com moment for me. I'm like, this is just like a rom-com movie right now. It was
Yeah,
great. It
it
was really good.
worked.
Yeah, it worked well.
We go to the bridge of the Defiant. I did notice the crane move. They pulled back all the way from the back of the bridge to the
Yeah.
front. And I did notice, I would call it a squirrely crane move because it kind of
Oh, it had a wobbly.
fished around a little bit.
Yeah, it wasn't that
And
stable.
it wasn't that stable. And I remember we didn't use cranes a lot on Star Trek, at least on our show. We
Right.
didn't until a few seasons in when the grip department got a crane from the 1996 Olympics leftovers garage sale that they had. And then we had a nice lightweight crane and we started using it a lot more. But this
Right.
was before all that. And I don't know.
They're
I just,
probably really expensive, huh?
it's time consuming and they used to have these giant old 1950s like Chapman cranes that were heavy. So I noticed that on this shot. And it was Alex Singer directing. He's old school. So for him, a Chapman crane is like, oh yeah, that's the standard. Whereas it was already getting outdated. They were just too big and heavy. Yeah.
Robbie, aren't there like DPs or certain crew members that own their own cranes that they rented out to the production as well? Rent back to production? Yeah.
Called a
Okay.
kit
Well,
rental for those keeping score. That's your kit
there are
rental. They make a
actors.
lot. Yeah.
Yeah, there are actors who have their own trailers and rent them back to the
There
production
you go.
companies.
There you go. That's smart too.
I used to tell a crew when I'm producing, hey, you guys, the game we're playing is the studio has all the money and it's our job to get it. That's like,
Yeah.
you
How
know,
do
we
we
want to
get?
spend all that money.
Yeah.
We don't
Right.
want to We want to put it on screen. So if you've got a tool, if you've got a way to make the show better, let's get that money.
Bring it
So,
in. Yes.
yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
We don't want to be under budget
Right.
ever.
But are
So
you, let me ask you this. Are you saying that you would not have used that crane shot if you were
it was a
directing
little
this episode?
squirrely
It
to
was too
me.
move, it's too much movement then for you,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They get the ship ready. We're on the bridge. They get it ready. They remind us of weapons again. And at this point, I'm like, oh, there's going to be a big space battle, which there wasn't, by the way.
No, there was a big changeling battle. Yeah.
They keep talking about all this weaponry and things like
Yes.
that.
Well, we have to set it up that way because of the coup d'etat.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
What is a full complement of photon torpedoes?
Two and a
It...
half on the Defiant. Two and a half. It's a small ship. No, I don't know. A
Probably.
lot more than
No,
us. We
but I'm
had
saying they
three,
use
didn't
that
we, or
term. No,
something?
they use that terminology all the time, where Captain says, "I want a full complement of photon torpedoes," but they never say how many a complement is. Like, and Robbie just said two
Well,
and a
because they
half.
know.
Well, they know it already, but we don't know it as the just viewing audience. Like, what is a
Yeah.
complement? Is that
Like you're supposed
50?
to look it up.
Yeah, Google it.
But
All
wait,
right.
is it made up or is it a real thing? I
No,
mean,
it's like
like, does the USS Enterprise have a full complement
of
of.
missiles. Did they say that in the
Yeah,
Navy?
I don't
I
know.
don't know either.
Are you looking it up, Robbie?
I am.
Okay.
Okay. The Defiant class starship, like the USS Defiant,
Yes.
carried a total of six torpedo launchers. They were distributed as four forward and two aft launchers capable of firing both quantum and photon torpedoes.
Okay.
The forward launchers were located in the hull just ahead of each warp nacelle in dorsal and ventral pairs. The two aft launchers were tucked near the back of the end of the warp nacelles.
But it
There
still
you go.
doesn't
But that
say
still doesn't
complement.
answer what's a full
Six.
complement. Well,
Well, I
that is a
wonder
full
if
complement.
what?
It can it
Does
has
that just mean you're
six?
fully loaded?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Now, are we in the Jeffries tube? Yes, we
Yes, we
are.
are.
What's happening in there?
Oh, O'Brien is working and he hears a thud.
He does.
And yeah, and honestly, that's when I thought, oh no, what's going to happen to Chief O'Brien? This can't be a coincidence that he's alone. And once again,
Yes,
and
there's a
he
noise.
doesn't he turn to look in one direction and he looks back the opposite direction and suddenly Bashir is there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Bashir said something about he was using his extension course training to connect his diagnostic console to the med bay power grid. And I just thought, we've never seen him in this situation before. So
No,
it
it
just
seemed
made me
very
really suspicious.
suspicious.
Yeah, didn't
Yeah. Very
it?
suspicious. And it also, I didn't even know there were extension courses at Starfleet Academy.
There,
I didn't know that you could just kind
right?
of, as a
But
civilian, just say, I'm going to go take
I'm
some
just going to pick up
extension.
some. Yeah, what?
Extension
Yeah.
is one cut above the learning annex for those of you who
Yes.
know what that Right?
is, okay?
You're going to the
So
community college
yes,
at
you're
Starfleet to.
but every time I saw a UCLA extension class, this lasts for like it's like a 3 week class. That's it.
Yeah, they're
So
really short.
he learned engineering how to do that stuff for the engineering things that he
And the
does
3 weeks
in three
is three
weeks.
classes.
Yeah,
Yeah. It
exactly.
meets once a week.
It
Once a
meets
week for
once a
2 hours.
week for an hour and a half. You know, it doesn't
Right?
even have the 2 hours. Yeah.
O'Brien checks his work, and O'Brien's
Sure.
like not bad for
Right.
a
For
extension
extension.
course.
Right.
And then we go do to do back.
Yes, but it is funny because he asked him, "Why didn't you answer me?" Because he called out, right? And
Oh,
he said,
right.
"Because I had a spanner in my, he had a tool in his mouth that he was crawling along with," which we
That they
as
taught that in
actors understand.
extension.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
In extension, they say if your hands are full, just put it in your mouth.
Okay.
That's
Don't worry
about
about
the
your teeth.
nah.
Nah.
Learned that from extension courses.
So I guess Dr. Bashir would take care of dental work as well.
Yes.
Yes. We
Okay.
never address that, do we? No. No, where is it? Who is the
Oh.
dentist on Who cleans
DS9?
their teeth? Who cleans our teeth? Oh my
Do they
word.
ever go to the dentist? They just have a machine that just
I don't
goes.
think I've ever mentioned dentist and Star Trek in the same sentence.
I don't think I
No.
have either.
No. Gynecologist, I'm not going to Dr.
Where's
Bashir. I'm telling you that right now.
He does everything, right?
He does it all.
He's a
He does.
handyman.
He's a handy doctor. We're in the mess hall right now. Eddington shows up. Sisko's there, and Eddington says, "You wanted to see me?" And he's like, "Yes." Ambassador Kudzinski, he doesn't need to be in harm's way if this turns into a combat mission. Eddington's like, "Okay, I get it." But then this scene takes a weird turn for me because Eddington is just He starts saying this stuff like,
I want to be a captain.
yeah, I wanted to be a captain, but I'll never be because of gold uniform. So it gets a little creepy in a way, like
it's
stalky
a
in a way.
misdirect. It's a
Yeah, I don't know what's
misdirect.
happening.
Yeah,
It's just, I'm
he's a
not
red
sure.
herring in this.
He is definitely a
Yeah.
red herring in this. He plays that red herring role well because we don't know with the
Yes.
way he delivers his lines. You're kind of like, huh?
Seems a little threatening almost.
Yes, a little bit
Yeah.
like, are you
I
going to
thought you're being
stab
too.
Captain Sisko
Yeah.
right now? Like, what are you going to do right now,
Oh.
dude? Like, it was just
I
weird.
was thinking he was too casual. It felt like too
Casual, but
intimate
casual in
talking
an.
to the captain. Like,
Oh,
you haven't been
okay.
around long enough.
Okay.
It's
You
not like
haven't
he has the
earned that
same.
right to.
Well,
Okay. Too
he did. Yeah, and
familiar.
he's not senior staff, and he doesn't hasn't had these connections that the
Yeah.
rest of us have made with each other.
Right.
So it seemed like an odd thing to be the first kind of intimate conversation. And to have it be
Yeah.
about wanting to be a captain just felt kind of weird. Like it's not like he's young, like he's
Right.
just new from Starfleet and put his foot in it and it wasn't appropriate, but he's young, he doesn't know. This man is old enough to know better than to have this crazy conversation with
Yeah,
Sisko.
it seemed a little closer
Wow.
than we've seen them ever be.
I
Yeah.
didn't pick up
Yeah.
on that until you just said that. So thank you for that. I didn't even see that angle. Huh. He's
Yeah.
too familiar guy now. Like,
Yeah. And
All
that
right.
felt icky to me.
Got it.
And Sisko at the end says, "Dismissed, Mr. Eddington." He doesn't call him lieutenant or
Right.
commander. I think he is a commander, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he calls him
Yes.
commander
I think we made our
early.
point.
And then he calls him Mr. Eddington at the end. So
You think
yeah.
that's a, what do you think
A
that?
little bit of a you've
Know your place,
overstepped.
kind of
Know your
a.
place,
Oh. A
yes.
little bit of yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at this. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
We do have a captain's log next as a space shot of the Defiant flying by. It's captain's log stardate 489.62.5 for those keeping score. He says, "We're 12 hours from the border. I haven't been in this area since the Federation Senkaethi War. Being back here brings back a lot of memories, most of them bad." But here's my takeaway. For the first time in Starfleet history, Star Trek watching history,
Yeah.
as the Defiant flew by and I heard the sounds of the engine, it sounded like a internal combustion engine to me.
Right.
But I thought, wait a minute, it's in space. Is there
You
any sound?
wouldn't hear anything.
No. I
Well,
mean,
there's not.
I think we've talked about this with like space battles before, where you hear the
Yeah.
explosions and
Yeah,
you w really wouldn't hear it, right?
there's the vacuum
Well,
of
would there be
space. There's
fire? Would there be fire?
No oxygen,
Also,
so how would there not be? You
exactly.
need
So,
oxygen for fire, right? So,
exactly. But we still
but we
see it in the
always see that in
battles.
every battle. You're
All the
right.
time. And it's
Whether it's
part of
Star
what we.
Trek or Star Wars, it's always fire and explosion.
Yeah.
Yes.
And isn't that to make it more relatable for us?
I think so.
Probably,
I
I'm
think it's
sure.
Hollywood. We're
More
just trying to, of
dramatic. It would be
course.
a anticlimactic if you
Yeah.
just.
If it was just a bunch of
No
steam,
sound and. Yeah.
steam and like a little.
Yeah.
Well, it's
Yeah.
kind of like electric cars now. They've added like
Yes.
noises when you put them in reverse. There's a little beep, 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 or
Yeah.
some sound because the electric cars are silent. Nobody,
Yeah.
everybody's
Yeah.
used to hearing,
Well,
engines rumbling and
I have to look
yeah.
around with my Prius to make
Yeah.
sure,
Yeah.
that I see that
People
there
are
are no
paying
people,
attention.
or I
Yeah.
just kind of go, hey, make sure I make eye contact.
Yeah.
Well, I think on the Tesla, you hear it kind of, they put in like a rev sound. It goes
Yeah.
coo when they start
Yeah.
backing out. It's not like a
Yeah.
beep, 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 but it just, there's like a little audible digital sound that goes like
Yeah.
that. I don't know how else to,
I
is that
have to
right,
be.
Robbie?
It's
You did a
annoying.
really good
Yeah.
sound.
You did.
Thank you. Yeah. It's nice.
When the Defiant flies by, it should be going beep,
And
beep,
then when it backs up. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. But
Beep.
not the. It was like an engine sound. I don't know why I
Right.
noticed it in the space flyby, but it really bugged me. It's like,
So
that's.
it was a combustion engine sound
It
off of
sounded like a
like a
gas
race
engine.
car, like an F1 race
Yes.
car.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, that's
Got
weird.
it. We're on the bridge now. Odo hears a distress call. The Senkaethi are attacking. You hear all kinds of just distress and stuff going on, and then all of a sudden, choop, silence. You don't hear anything. So now, basically,
What
everyone
happened to
thinks
them?
they're all dead. They're all dead. Yeah. So more suspense, more mystery. We don't know what the hell's going on. We've lost contact. They try to reestablish. Nope, they're gone. We have another
Mm-hmm.
captain's log,
Lots of
supplemental.
them.
Yeah,
Lots
lots
of
of
captain's logs.
them. Well, now that he's a captain, he's going to use up a lot of that log now just to explain that he's still the captain, right? So,
Yes.
like we
To
said
remind
before,
us
they're
as
going
an
to remind us
audience, he's a
exactly over
captain.
and over again. Captain's log, supplemental. We've been unable to reestablish contact with Barissa Prime. Therefore, I have no choice but to assume we are at war with the Ten Kethi. All right, look at
There we are.
this.
We're at war. That's what we think.
That's what we think.
And when they've talked about torpedoes, a full complement. So we're going to have a big space battle.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it.
So now we are on the
Still on
bridge.
the
Yes, we're still
bridge.
on the
Yeah.
bridge. We're still on the
And
bridge.
it
Go
is,
ahead.
it just a, isn't it kind of crazy though that just this ambassador tells Sisko and Sisko doesn't talk to Starfleet? I mean, this is kind of a big deal. Yes.
I was going to say that in my
In your
summaries, but
thing.
yes, I was like, wait a minute. This whole thing is hinging on the fact that they don't ask anybody else.
True,
And it's
but
war. War is serious. War is talking
you
to
would want like
Starfleet.
a whole
War isn't just
report.
like, yeah, right?
You would want orders, not just from an ambassador.
Who's our backup?
But this is the scene where he says, where Odo says, we're having trouble, Captain, getting through to Starfleet Command. So they're trying to get
Yeah.
orders and just give the information,
But maybe
but
before we left the
before we
station.
yes,
Left the
before
station.
leaving the
I
station would
agree.
be the best to really
I
get some
said that. Yeah.
advice.
I thought the
Yes.
same exact thing.
You know,
100%.
kids, this is the thing. You need to talk to your parents before you leave, not when you're far away in trouble. Okay. So,
Exactly. Trust but verify.
We do know that Kira tells us that the Ulysses, because Sisko asks, are there any other starships in this sector? Yes, the Ulysses. They're on some type of, mission studying something. So, but if they're going to get here in full warp, 20 hours, that's how long it's going to take. So, not a lot of backup right now. 20 hours is a long time.
This is the scene where Miles O'Brien goes to fix something and says, "Oh, Dax, I could use some help." I was like, "They're in trouble."
Not because of me.
No, but he goes and does stuff by himself all the time.
All the
When does he
time.
ever say, "I'm gonna need a buddy"?
So here's the deal. Usually in
Well,
life, you talk about the buddy system. Always have for scuba diving, for going out in public, have someone
Yeah.
that you're with. But when it comes to Miles O'Brien, the buddy system means okay, instant
Whoever's
death
going with
and
him,
just
you're
chaos is
dead.
gonna happen.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
All right. We go back to our brand new Jeffries tube in the Defiant. We've never seen this before. I mean, we saw it earlier in the scene, but I'm just
Yes.
excited to see all these Jeffries tubes and ladders and all kinds of things. Anyway,
Yeah.
we're in the Jeffries tube. We now see a bunch of cables. It was a behind the panel shot that Alex did. So you
Yeah.
see all these white tubes, that I never saw before. And
Right.
they're growing. They're kind of
That's the
like,
part that's upsetting.
yeah,
Yeah,
it's
the
like they're
growing part.
alive, which reminds me of The Last of Us.
Yes,
Oh, exactly. Yes. It's like a
yeah.
virus
Yes,
growing in the tubes. Yeah.
it was very Last of Us-esque. Was that practical or CGI?
When they did the insert of one tube going in and connecting, it was clearly to me they filmed it, or when they filmed it, it was already connected, and
Oh, and
then
they
they
pulled it
pulled it
out. Okay.
slowly
And
out,
reversed
and
the
then they reversed the film,
okay,
so it
got it.
looks like it kind of goes zoop.
Going in. Yeah. Okay, we've seen the whole craziness happening.
Yeah, they close it up, they go to check some other command systems, and we cut
Well,
to the engine
we show
room now. But
Sisko.
we
have to say that he tries to fix it there, but there's a force field around all of this stuff
Oh,
going on,
that's
right?
right.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Ow! So he hurts himself. Yeah.
That damn force field.
Right.
Yeah. And we show Sisko, who says, can't we get around the force fields to, or get around them and the force fields? And Sisko says, we have a saboteur.
Dun,
And
dun,
Miles reluctantly tells Sisko, it's nothing. And Sisko's like, everything's important. And he says, he saw Julian the other day.
But this bumped me though. He said, the other day I saw Julian in the tubes, and he's never in the tubes. And I was like, wait, the other day? Isn't this the same day?
Oh, I didn't think of that.
I was like, didn't they just leave less than a few hours ago?
When does he doesn't say the other day?
He does.
Yes, he does.
He
He
does.
says, "Well, I did see someone crawling about one of the Jeffries tubes the other day."
Oh,
Sisko
no.
says, "Who?" It was Julian.
The
He
other
was,
day. Maybe when they were
yeah.
filming it, it was another day, but not
Yeah.
when.
And I stick up for, I'm like, D is, are you accusing Julian? And no one's accusing anyone of anything, Sisko says. And I say, wait, I think I have a better idea,
Right.
which was us going to, we're going back to the bridge and have a group
Yes.
meeting.
Dax comes up with this idea of scanning everybody for tetraon particles. If you were in the Jeffries tubes, you would have been exposed to tetraon
Correct.
particles so they can figure out who was in the Jeffries tubes if they just scan people for tetraon particles. So they scan Sisko first, he's clear. They scan Kira, she's clear. Then they go to Julian, which we all expect is going to be, yep, he's got
Whoop,
tetraon
whoop, whoop,
particles.
whoop.
He's
Nothing.
clear.
Yeah, that made me happy.
That
That
made me
made me
happy too.
clear. Yeah.
But
Me
confused.
too.
But then they scan the ambassador and he gets flagged. He's got tetraon particles.
Yeah.
So,
And there's this great pregnant pause where it's like, uh-oh. The ambassador has the uh-oh. I have the uh-oh.
Yeah.
And then whoosh, he goes up into the ceiling. Like you couldn't have even
He
caught him if you
morphs.
tried.
No,
Yeah, like a tornado up there, though, right? It was
he's a
like boom.
jumping changeling. He's a he.
Yes.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
So a little bit of trivia. This shot of Krajewski morphing into a changeling and escaping through that ceiling vent was one of visual effects supervisor Glenn Neufeld's favorite shots from the entire 7 seasons of DS9.
Really?
He was
Yeah.
really proud of it. Of course he is. That was
Wow.
great.
He loved it.
It was
He did.
great.
Whenever we see Odo morphing and changing, it's always kind of gooey and like kind of moves. It moves very fluidly. This was like a bouncing, I don't know.
A
Yeah.
whirling dervish is what it was
Yes.
like.
Yeah. Very different. Very
Yeah.
different. Well, after the bouncing changeling jumps up into the ceiling,
Yes.
we come back and they realize that's a changeling. Sisko also mentions that the ship is now cloaked. Like they've lost control of things on the ship.
Yeah,
They've those
100%.
tubes
Yeah.
have infiltrated every system, correct? So they
Yep.
have no control.
Yes.
Yep, they're losing control. The helm isn't responding in this scene, Dax says, because they're still at warp. They're cloaked. They can't stop. It's being controlled by the changeling.
And the weapons array have been activated, Kira says.
Yep. Armed and ready to fight. So they got to go to the mess hall to talk about it, and they need to build a set. So they built a mess hall. Another new set. And
Which explains the bottleneck show that I
yes,
got.
that you just got. Exactly.
We got to build another set on the Defiant. Terry gets this for this episode. Nothing.
Exactly. Basically, this mess hall scene is almost like a briefing room scene. It's like they recap the status for the audience and themselves. So they haven't been able to find the changeling. He's not going to leave. Odo knows he's still here. He's not going to leave until he completes his mission. Sisko mentions the Dominion's hoping to start a war between the Federation and the Sankethi, and they realize that they haven't seen a trace of the real ambassador or his remains anywhere.
They're also nervous about the actual transmission that they heard. They're unsure of whether or not that's valid. Was it
Yeah.
real or not? They don't know any of this now.
Odo says maybe the real ambassador never came to Deep Space Nine at all.
So this was a whatever, a saboteur even from the beginning. So everything he said could have been a lie. And instead of going on some mission to protect, Starfleet colonies, they could start a war. Yeah. So they kind of recap all of that. Sisko says, confine all non-essential personnel to their quarters. And Odo does mention in this scene, he says, with a changeling, sensors aren't going to help. You're not going to be able to find a changeling with sensors because if he's a rock, if Odo turned into a rock and you scanned him, you would get a rock. So
The DNA
So,
looks like a rock.
yeah.
Yeah.
I know that's what they say, but that seems weird to me. Like, really? You can't
Well, you know
scan,
what?
yeah.
Stay in your Voyager lane.
Maybe on
Ow.
Voyager, your sensors could
Yeah.
scan differently, but
Ow. You didn't have a changeling, but we did.
that's true.
Oh my
Have there been
gosh.
changelings on any other Star Trek series except DS9? Is it just
Yes,
DS9?
yes.
Where was a changeling?
In
Wow.
Picard. So they but
Oh,
then but they
okay.
draw upon what happened in DS9 into
That's right.
Picard, so.
After this recap in this new mess hall that they just built, we go to a corridor and there's some security teams getting
Yeah.
organized. Crew members are escorted into their cabins.
Yeah.
We see Bashir going into sick bay. He says to his escort, "This may take me a while." And I just thought to myself, "What? What may take him a
Yeah.
while?" I was like,
Why?
"Why does he even have, I don't know why he even has a line there."
He has food poisoning, or he ate something not so
That's
good.
true. I may
Okay,
be in there for a
so
while, so
yeah, he's gonna be
just
in there for a while.
yeah. All right, so now we're in, it seems like a weapons locker, but it also seemed like
No,
maybe the
it was
sick
sick bay.
bay,
It was
yeah,
a
it was a
sick
sick
bay
bay
bed,
bed.
Robbie, that they threw all
I
the weapons
know.
on top of. So they
Yeah.
didn't have enough room. You know what? This is the deal. They over planned things because like they made these huge corridors, this massive engineering room, this huge crew quarter area, all these new sets, and they're like, gosh, we have no room for a weapons locker, so we'll just
No
lay them on the
weapons
infirmary. Yeah,
cachet.
no weapons cache area, so we'll lay them
Yeah.
on the sick bay bed. That's what I saw.
I also felt like, so they're pulling these weapons out of storage, but yet they have a full complement of photon torpedoes, so they
Right.
know they're going to battle. Why wouldn't they be armed and ready in case the bad guys beamed onto the Defiant
So
suddenly?
they
Like,
should
you
have already had
shouldn't.
them with them. Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
Well, or this is the moment now that it's happening.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the interwebs talks about these are the first phaser rifles that had triggers on them in Star Trek, which I did not know that. I don't know if that's
Really?
right.
Why would they
Yeah, I
have
was like,
triggers? Would they pull them out of storage
because
from
it was
some
all
other show?
buttons like phasers. Usually, you touch a button to phaser somebody,
Right.
not a trigger. So, oh, sorry. Why? Yeah, who knows? Sorry.
I don't know. They needed to spend more money that they saved on Dax's last episode.
You know what they look like to me? Bazookas. They're thin, but at the front they poof out like a bazooka does. You
Oh,
know?
because the photon torpedo goes through there. Some
Maybe.
kind of
Yeah, mini
photon.
photon
Maybe, or
torpedoes.
mini
Yeah.
rocket launcher is what it looks like.
Yeah, but you see them shoot them,
Yes,
right?
of course.
It's
Yeah,
like a
down the
little teeny
corridors.
ball of light that goes
Right, but
powerful.
what they did was they tampered down the
Yes.
energy level, right? So it's just like,
Yes.
and it goes
Was it
slower, and
Eddington or Odo? One of the
someone
two
talked about
describes
that.
the
They
whole
talk
thing.
about like a
Yeah.
widespread, right? That it's
Yes.
going to shoot a beam that's a widespread, but it won't damage the ship.
Right.
Right. So they've
I
maybe
actually
that's
was
why they
glad
designed them.
they explained that. Because
Yes.
otherwise, there was a sort of
They're shooting into the ship. The
that's
walls would be
scary.
exploding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they get all these weapons. Odo refuses a weapon, though. He says in the scene, "I've never harmed a changeling or taken a life, and I'm not going to start now." And I thought, again, whenever characters say things that they're, "I'm never going to do that," or "I've never done it," you're going to do it, which,
Thank you
you
for the
know.
setup.
Yes, exactly.
Oh
Exactly.
no, they're interrupted. They're interrupted because we hear O'Brien calling for a security team in the engine room immediately. So everyone hightails it over to the engine room, all the way
Yeah.
across the Defiant, which is we now know is a football field or a couple of football fields. It's massive
Yes,
inside
takes a
there.
while in those slow
Does
turbo
slow
lifts.
turbo lifts, extremely slow.
Anyway, they get over there. There's Dax is out cold, and we're looking up her nostrils, I think.
We don't even know it's Dax. We see a chin and
Yeah.
nostrils. We don't, it could be anyone.
You're out, and you got carried out by a bunch of stunt people.
Yeah.
They
Yeah.
did carry you out.
It
They
took more
carried you
than one
out there.
guy. I
It's
have a lot of muscles, apparently.
When people are, you know, injured or knocked out in movies, and you see one person carrying a body,
That's BS.
it's yeah, like it's really hard to do. Like the
Right.
fireman's carry
Yeah.
thing, firemen have to practice that a lot, and it's still not a sure thing that they're going
Yeah,
to be
and
able to
they
lift the
sling you on
person.
their back.
Yeah.
They don't try to hold you like you would a kid.
Right.
It's not possible. So I think they had four or five people on you to carry
To
you out,
carry you
which
out.
that's the only way you can really do it in real life,
Yeah.
right?
And then I could relax so it didn't look like I was helping them,
Yeah,
yeah. Which is
exactly.
so great too, because they're
Yeah.
really, that also is another nugget of,
Or when you see someone like holding,
he's
holding,
passed out and
he's
they're kind
passed
of
out, and
helping.
you see their feet
You see
walking
the
a
feet
lot.
moving as they're walking out of the
No,
frame,
no, no.
with their heads out like they're
And do
knocked
you
out.
guys watch when someone's supposed to be dead to try to see if you see the actor breathing?
Yes, all
Yes,
the time. All the
me
time.
too.
That's it.
Oh, I'm
No, yeah.
glad I'm not alone.
I'm glued to the screen. I lean closer to the screen. I'm like, are you breathing? Are you breathing?
Okay, that was funny and kind of crazy.
That was.
You doing that. I liked it.
Let's continue.
Well, they take her off to sick bay. O'Brien's very worried. He calls for a damage control team.
Yeah. Well, she has a concussion, clearly.
Yeah.
Severe
A severe
concussion.
one.
Very
Yeah.
bad. Yeah.
Yeah, he's very worried. I liked that. I liked that he was
I
upset
know,
about
it was
that. He was a
sweet. I
nice
mean,
man.
Dax is the original
My
crush of
pal.
his, too. So there you go. Always going to have a sweet place in his heart for Dax.
Well, we
All
go to
right.
the bridge. Bashir fills them in. Dax is still unconscious. He's given her cortical analeptics to stabilize her condition, which is, of course, what you do. Cortical
Of
analeptics.
course. I do that all the time.
So Bashir says it'll be a day or two for Dax to come back to work. Sisko's like, well, is there any way to speed up this process? And Bashir says, this is the thing that he always says. I could use a neural stimulator, but that might cause irreversible brain damage. I've heard him say irreversible brain damage so many times in this series, and it's wonderful. I don't recommend it. So not good.
You
That's the
think?
way to keep Dax away from, having to. That gives Terry a little bit of a vacation. She doesn't have to be on the set when
That's right. She's off
the
in
crazy is happening. In her co
someplace
host.
that, yeah,
Terry's
she's at
at
home.
home. Terry Farrell's
Exactly.
back at home.
Terry Farrell's back at
Yes.
home
In
while
the Hollywood Hills. Yeah.
her character's unconscious. There you go.
But this is where Sisko, as a captain now, he says, I can't be a part of starting a civil war. If they can't fix this ship, I'm going to have to destroy the Defiant. And I thought to myself, no way, you just built all these new sets. You just built a mess
He just
hall,
built
you
all
built a
these
sick bay, you built the quarters, the turbo lifts, the warp core. You're not destroying this ship.
Oh, I would love to say, little did you know, Robbie, they did, but I can't say that.
I would be
No. Dang
shocked.
it. Yeah. So you didn't believe it in a second when he said that.
No.
Okay.
No, but it's a nice captain move. It's a
It's a
great
very good
yeah.
captain mood
Yeah.
move. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Later on, they're all assembled, still on the bridge a little bit later, and Sisko is addressing the crew. I did see Dennis Madelon dressed with his short
Yes.
haircut there.
Yeah.
No, he had a wig on, I
Oh,
think.
was it a wig? Yeah, because Dennis
I would
has
imagine
long
he,
hair.
yes, it's a wig.
Yeah.
But
A
it
good
looked
wig.
good.
It looked
Yeah,
great. It
they
looked
put him
good.
together
Clean
good for
cut.
this.
Yep. Yep.
So we see him in this master shot, right? Where he's on the bridge, but we also get to see him a little later too, in close
We
up.
do.
So,
But I expected that we would see him in a big fight, which is not exactly how we see him.
Well,
It's not
later.
a, yeah, but it's not a big fight. It's
No.
usually when we see Dennis, it's like a,
There's a
the
lot of
whole, a
moves.
deal. It's a bar brawl.
Right.
Actually kind of nice that he just sort of had the chance to do something with
Yeah.
Avery
He
without it
did.
having to be,
A
he got to play a
whole.
crew member.
Yeah. For sure.
I'm happy for him.
Yep.
He calls for systematic sweeps of the whole ship with everyone partnering up. Get the buddy system, keep your partner in sight, he says, so that nobody turns into a changeling. And he does say to them, anyone who doesn't have a partner, if you run into anybody without a partner, that could be the changeling, so take them to the brig. So they're very paranoid here.
Everyone's partnered up, and Kira is with the bullying partner. Okay,
Yes.
and he's nervous.
Yeah.
He's
Oh,
very
yeah.
nervous.
He's
But what
paranoid.
I found kind of crazy is they just did this whole test. They're partnered up and he still doesn't trust her. But aren't they all okay at that particular moment? Hadn't they all just done that blood
Yeah.
test?
Yeah. It seems like he's a little paranoid and grumpy with her. And I'm not sure why exactly. But
Right.
I kind of
He's
like
just
the
scared.
performance. He's
Me
scared. Yeah.
too.
Yeah.
I like the performance. That isn't. But I just thought it was odd that we just came from everybody making sure they're partnered up, and then anybody who doesn't have a partner is going to the brig.
I wonder if
Well,
there's some history with Boleans and
Bajorans.
Bajorans. Maybe they were
Interesting.
partnered up and they don't really get along. I don't know.
Another question for our fans.
But the Bolian says, he goes, "What if the changeling's not out there? What if he's one of us?" And Sisko goes, "That's why everyone will be in teams. Keep your partner in sight at all times." So they already are risking the fact that their partner is the changeling
Okay.
already. So that's why
He's the
it's.
one that
Thank
said it.
you.
That makes sense.
I'm
That
forgetting the
helps.
setup. Okay,
That's
great.
all right. Yeah. So the first quarter shot is basically Kira and the Bolian, and she's like, "Let's go." He's like, "After you." And she's like, "Oh, you don't trust me." And he's like, "Nope, I don't." And she's like, "I know how you feel. Follow
Yeah,
me."
that's, yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of paranoia here, basically. All right.
We go in a Jeffrey's tube next, and we see Eddington fire a shot down the tube with that new setting that they're on that's not going to damage the ship.
Right. Didn't that look cool?
It did
It
look
did look
cool.
cool.
It looked very
Yeah. And it
cool.
was like, wow, that's a long way that that light went.
Yes.
Yeah.
What a
Yeah.
cool
Good.
moving flashlight in a way. It's like, phoom,
Yeah. Yeah.
illuminate everything all the way down.
Yeah, it was like a flare, like
It
you showed
was
a
like a
flare.
flare.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yes.
Eddington's sweating a lot. Did you notice?
Yes.
He's, yeah, which is
It's
part of the story, right? I was like, is that the key? They're going to figure out that changelings don't sweat. That's what I thought was going to
Terry,
happen.
instead of Eddington, are you okay if I call him Red Harrington?
Sure.
Okay, just checking.
Sure.
Thank you. Red
Like it.
Harrington, yes.
Well, sweaty Eddington. I'm going to call him Sweaty Eddington.
Sweating Eddington. Okay. Sweating
Sweatington.
Eddington.
Sweatington.
Sweatington. Love it.
Sweatington says to Odo, he says, you know, put yourself in the changeling's position. You know, where would you hide if you were a changeling trying to hide on the ship? And this is where Odo sort of admits that he doesn't understand his own people.
It's so kind of
Yeah.
heart-wrenching.
It is.
Yeah.
It was this very kind of vulnerable moment there, I thought, for Odo.
Because he says, "I wouldn't know. I'm not him." But that's something that a human would say to another human. But as someone who's a changeling, they all kind of share the same, you know what I'm saying? That great pool or what of whatever, that lake
Yeah.
that they all regenerate in together. So they can feel each other. I feel. So, he
Oh,
should know.
sure.
It's just a reminder of
But
how disconnected he is from his
yes,
people.
he's
So,
Yeah. And I think
yeah.
his first reaction is sort of what a lot of people do when they don't want to admit who they really are. That's especially somebody as guarded as Odo. And
Denial.
then when Eddington says, well, you know, you just kind of want to brush it off. I wouldn't know. I'm not him. That
Right.
could end the conversation with some people. But Eddington goes on to say he's one of your people. Can't you put yourself in his position, try to anticipate his next move?
Yeah.
And that's where Odo, I thought it was so sweet that they wrote in that it was like sort of he has to just admit
Yes.
he doesn't understand his people that well. And it
No,
makes
right.
sense because we all know. Eddington
Yeah.
doesn't, but we all know that he didn't grow up around his people.
Yeah.
And it
So it
was
is
really
very sad.
overwhelming when he
It's
met them. Yeah.
very sad. I didn't take it that way until you guys brought that up. So now I can see what you're talking about for
No,
sure.
I
Yeah.
feel bad for Odo.
Yeah.
A lot of Odo's character, too, is like covering this bravado and this sort of for a very
Yeah.
vulnerable character underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when he shares that vulnerability, we all kind of feel like, oh,
You want to
that's
hug
a
Odo. You
lot.
want to hug Odo.
Yeah. He's carrying around a lot.
For sure.
Well, we go into another new set, the Jeffrey's Tube ladder set. We've never seen this before either. How many new sets did they build for this
No.
episode?
And
I don't
I gotta say
know.
this, we've never seen this set, and I've never seen an extreme close up of Dennis Matalone's face either. Like most of the
Never. He
time,
got a
he's always
close up.
not like that. He's
Oh.
boom, he's right there.
Well, he's climbing down. Sisko's climbing down. They get down to the bottom. They both look down different corridors. And that's when Dennis Matalone is grabbed by a tentacle and banged into his head is slammed into the
Ow.
side of the thing, into the wall, and he's knocked out. And
Is he knocked out or is he killed?
I don't know.
I thought
Let's
he
just
was.
say he's coming to hang out with me
Yeah,
in the
he's
clinic.
done. Oh, okay,
He's
okay.
done.
He's done. Because I thought when he was on the ground and Sisko was touching his for his vitals, because he doesn't say it. Sisko says nothing. His eyes are open. So I was like, oh, he's dead then. That's what I thought. I said, and that made me sad.
Maybe,
I was like, no,
maybe.
don't kill Dennis
Oh, we'll see
Matalone.
him again. We'll see
It's
Dennis Matalone again.
pretend.
Okay, thank you.
It's pretend, yes.
We're in the corridor. Cisco's called and told him that the changeling's in Jeffrey's tube 7A, heading to the lower deck. So they meet there in a
Yeah.
corridor. Comes out of the tube, and a phaser shot just misses Cisco, and we realize that he's in the middle of a standoff in the scene. There's the Bolian at one side of him. Kira comes around the other side. They've got their weapons drawn. Kira Eddington is there. The Bolian. Cisco, we realize, is bleeding. They've all got weapons drawn. And then we look down on the ground. We see he's bleeding. They realize maybe the blood. They have an idea. Maybe blood is the key to who the bad guy is. So they call Bashir. And I wrote down, they call Bashir. What does he say at the end there? He says, Doctor, meet us in the mess hall immediately. I wrote down, there's going to be a blood drive. Everybody's
Yes,
going to
he
give blood.
And that's where I got mixed up. I jumped ahead in my brain
Oh,
about the blood drive. I did.
yes. Well, we go to
Oh.
the mess hall, and they are going to have a blood drive in the mess hall. And very slowly and suspensefully, Bashir goes and takes blood from each of them. Bolian's good. Kira's good. Eddington's, wait a minute, what? And did you see the switcheroo?
Yeah, so he took it from his own body, right? And then he switched it and then showed it as Eddington is what he
Yeah,
did.
and he
Yeah.
had two vials in
He
his
had two
hand in
vials in
the
his hand.
insert as he sort of turns and does a little switcheroo off camera.
Yeah.
But
Very
it looks to
sneaky.
everyone like Eddington is the goo guy.
And the first time I did not see the switcheroo.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was like, what is going on?
The
I
sleight
know.
of hand was good. Yeah. Also, the standoff with the weapons was a very John Woo sort of moment with Cisco
Oh,
holding the
yeah,
two guns
Sisko
out
holding
like
two
that.
guns.
And
Yeah, it was great.
That
Yeah.
was cool.
I liked also the slow tempo of that scene, taking the blood, because it just created this like you got looks from everybody, like, suspense beats, and
Yeah.
you
It's
didn't
like
know
the same
what.
thing with the tricorder. We're
Right.
drawing out the suspense.
Yeah,
Who is
Alex did a
it?
great job.
This scene, according to the writers, this scene was inspired by the 1951 film, The Thing from Another World. Now, this storyline or this theme has been shown in other adaptations. There was a short story in 1938 called Who Goes There? That's the earliest version of this type of story. Then the 1951 film, which the writers of DS9 said influenced this episode. And of course, the 1982 John Carpenter film, The Thing. I think we all remember that movie, all three of us, when that came out. That was very suspenseful, and no one knew who was who in that one. So paranoia was something that the writers were interested in exploring because it was something that was rarely seen in the Star Trek universe.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just looked up The Thing from Another World, 1951. Howard Hawks directed. It was in the heyday of those monster movies, the B monster movies, because there's a town in Utah called Kanab, Kanab. And it was a place where a lot of monster movies were shot back in the 50s and 60s. And I
Wow.
was hoping that that movie Thing from Another World was shot in Kanab. But it wasn't.
Oh.
It was shot in the ice and cold storage company in Los Angeles for interior scenes so that they had cold breath for the movie.
Oh,
It was
cool.
shot at the RKO Encino Ranch in Encino.
Okay.
But they also went to Glacier Park, Montana and Cut Bank, Montana and filmed some of the big exterior scenes,
Ooh.
which just reminds me of like back even in the 50s, like sci-fi monster movies, they would go to great locations and film the Arctic scenes or the desert scenes or whatever. I feel like we were a little gypped in the 90s with our Star Trek shows because I wish we had gone to like Montana or Utah or some, really great location. It would have been so cool. But we never did. We went to Griffith Park or,
Yeah.
Malibu or something.
Money.
Money.
Yeah.
I know.
Otherwise, build a studio in Utah because you guys have so many different
There's a studio
topographies.
right in Park City. There's four sound stages right down the road. Come on,
Really?
let's make a show.
So we're about to put Eddington in the brig, or they're in the corridor. Then all of a sudden, bam, boom, a door opens up, and there's sparks flying, and it's basically Bashir inside with the force field of this other room going, get me out of of here. And then that's when we realize Eddington is not the changeling. It is actually
Yes.
Bashir in the corridor, who then turns into another swirly bouncy thingy and he, poof, gone. There's a phaser fire by Sisko, which misses. And now we have a missing changeling on the loose now.
And Odo's chasing him up into the nooks and crannies of the Defiant. So we go back to the bridge, and Sisko, he mentioned it before, but now he's gonna start the auto-destruct sequence. It's a whole process. Kira's got to also confirm the computer's like, we need a, backup.
Backup authorization,
Yes,
correct? Like a
backup
it's like a
authorization.
two-factor authorization. They're already doing that before they made it a real thing in this day and age, in a
But
way.
how about 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Ten
Yeah, 10
minutes is the
minutes.
countdown.
Because
You're
they're
gonna Holy,
sit.
that's like no time at all. Where are we? So we're all gonna be blown up?
Well,
Oh, it's
because
funny.
yes, but they did it 10 minutes for one reason though, because they have 12 minutes before they get into Tenkethi space and
Yeah, that's
the shooting
Oh.
begins. So the carnage will begin in 12 minutes. That means they're going to start the
Okay.
war. So they're going to blow it up before it happens. So.
All I could think about was like, you've set this auto-destruct sequence, and now you're just sitting there. You're not doing anything. You can't do anything
Right.
to stop this changeling. So
No.
you're just knowing that you've got 10 minutes to live, and you're all, it was terrifying to
Yeah.
me. I was
But
just
Terry
like,
brought up an
oh.
interesting point. Terry said, that's not a lot of time. So if they know they're 12 minutes from destruction happening, he should have said, set this auto-destruct for 11 minutes and 52 seconds or 55, whatever it is, 11 minutes, give them as much time as they can get so they can solve this before they all die.
To give O'Brien more
To give
time.
O'Brien, let's face it, to give O'Brien more time to solve this before they all die. Yes.
Well, here's another comment I'll make about the 10 minutes. As we move forward here, there's only maybe like less than 10 minutes of the episode left.
Correct.
They kept jumping time. Like the computer would say, 10 minutes, 7 minutes. And it was only 30 seconds later. 4 minutes left. Wait, what? I think this clock is broken. Like, so it was, I mean, I'll mention it as we get into the specific scenes, but like within a scene, it would go from you have, 8 minutes left or whatever. And then 10 seconds later, you're like, 6 minutes left. Where did 2 minutes go? Auto-destruct is set and the red alert does come on, which I love red alert on that, on the
On the
Defiant. I think it
Defiant?
looks great.
Yes.
Looks
Okay.
awesome. Sisko does call Miles O'Brien. Miles says he might be able to shut down the Changeling's force fields, but it's going to turn off their force fields too. All the force fields will be out. And we also learn that Dax is still taking a nap. I'm just looking at this scene. And okay, so red alert comes on. He says, set the countdown for 10 minutes. And he says, Mark, red alert starts 10 minutes, right? Literally, here's how many lines go. Sequence initiated, auto-destruct in 9 minutes, 55 seconds. Sisko to O'Brien. O'Brien here. I could use some good news. How about this? I might be able to shut down the force fields and gain access to the sabotage system. The only problem is we may lose our force fields too. Now it's 7 minutes. It went from
Auto-destruct in
ten.
7 minutes.
That's
They went from
literally.
9 minutes and 55 seconds to 7 minutes in a span of 15 seconds,
How long
right?
did it take me to read those
Less.
lines?
15
Like,
seconds.
3 minutes disappeared. This clock is broken
It's a.
anyway.
And then Sisko says, just tell me how long it'll take. Engine room, you be O'Brien.
Well, I guess it'll have to be less than 7 minutes, won't it?
That'd
How did that happen? Did they cut out
be
part of the
my
scene?
suggestion, Chief. Sisko out. Oh my gosh.
Maybe they cut out dialogue or something, because that's too fast to go to lose 3 minutes.
Look
I'm
at, but
sorry.
here, then it goes. Eddington says, "Doctor, how's Lieutenant Dax?" Bashir goes, "Still unconscious. The changeling gave her enough sedative to keep her under for days." I thought she can stay at home in her bungalow for
Sedative.
days now.
And how
Sedative.
about I had a severe concussion and now it gave me a
A
sedative?
sedative. So it went from
You're
you
supposed
bidding
to stay
knocked against the
awake with us.
wall to give you a
I thought it was
sedative.
just a concussion and now I've got poison in my
They
system.
didn't track that, Robbie. The writers totally like they missed that
Oh
entirely.
my gosh.
Eeks. I managed to filter most of it out of her system, but she'll still
Right.
be out for
For
another
the
few
few
hours. So
hours.
that was good that it went from 2 days to, but
Few
that
hours.
didn't track at all. Because how do you go from a severe concussion to I can't get it out of her system?
You
know, the name of this episode should have been No Sense of Time Whatsoever,
No
because
sense of time or
clearly,
science or
or
medicine.
science or medicine. No.
Back in the engine room, O'Brien's working. There's an engineer in there with him. They're working on whatever's going to get rid of all these force fields.
Yeah.
Now we've got 6 minutes left. Odo morphs in. Surprise. And he said, or Odo morphs in and says, "Where's the changeling? I lost him in the conduits." And then another Odo morphs in. Odo 2 morphs in.
Yes.
I made a note. It seems like O'Brien and this engineer are pretty calm considering the evil
Yes.
bad guy is right there. One of them is right in front of him.
1,000%. And why would Odo say, "Where's the changeling?"
That,
I don't
yeah, so
know.
that,
He's a changeling. I don't know. It just sounded
yeah.
like a weird
So
choice.
that's the fake one, correct? The guy that says that.
I don't know.
I think the
Robbie?
first one is the fake
Yeah, the
one.
one that says, "Where's the changeling? I lost him in the conduits."
Yes.
That's the fake one. And then the real
That's what
Odo
I
shows.
think.
Yes,
I
because why would
can't
Odo say
remember.
that? He wouldn't say that.
But what would we call this other entity? Where's the bad
The
guy?
bad guy.
Where's the bad guy? I lost him in
Yeah,
the
so I guess you
conduits.
don't
I
really
like
have
that
a
line.
choice
Where's
to
the
call it
evil bad
a
guy? Where's the bouncy,
That's
swirly
my choice.
changeling? That's what it. The bouncy, swirly guy.
Where's Mr. Meeny Meeny Bobini?
Where's the ambassador turned bad guy? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
And by the way, changelings don't need any DNA to turn into something. They can just
They could do.
think it and it happens, right?
It's
Okay.
amazing. It's
Okay,
amazing.
where's
That's
the
amazing.
founder? Where's that?
Where's
Because they're
that founder?
founders
Yeah,
too,
that would have been a
right?
better word. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like founder
Founders are
better.
basically really,
They're
really
changelings.
advanced 3D printers. That's what they are.
Well,
Yeah.
changeling is the name he was given by his doctors in the Alpha
Right.
Quadrant, right?
Is
Changeling is not
that?
a word
It
that
was a
founders
mythical
use,
thing. Remember, we
or
learned from,
shapeshifters or any of that. Yeah.
is it?
Weren't
But it's
they from the
derogatory,
that
right? That's true.
holographic community that we visited?
Yes.
And that little girl bonded with Odo.
Yes.
And part of
Yes.
it was she said, "I've only heard of changelings in fairy tales."
Right.
Yeah,
Did
that was their
she use
word. So why
changeling
would,
in that? Okay.
yeah.
She did. Okay.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. Well, we go
Yeah.
back to the bridge. So we know one of those changelings, founders, is a bad guy, but we don't know
Right.
which one. And O'Brien's not worried. He's just working away.
He's like, "I've got work to do. I don't
Yeah,
have
I have
time to
time to
figure out which
worry.
one of you." But he had to be calm because how do you do that kind of work
Yeah,
and
freaking
be
out.
all frantic? You
Yeah.
can't.
Yeah.
Good job, O'Brien.
We go to the bridge. We learn that they have no way out, that the escape pods aren't going to work. So they're dead. They're going to be dead.
Yeah.
In how long? 4 minutes, says the
Four,
computer.
wow, look how fast. Yeah.
It's really fast.
Yeah.
Well, that took a long time to go from 7 to 4 versus the 10 to 7.
Yeah, it took a
Yeah.
little longer. It took like almost a minute.
Whose job is that to kind of track time? Isn't that the script supervisor's job to kind of go over the script and say, "This isn't making sense"?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Especially with time. Yeah, the script
Yeah.
supervisor usually times the script. So we go back to the engine room, 4 minutes. Miles initiates this warp core field breach, though,
Yeah.
which deactivates, it works, what he was trying to do, deactivates all the alien force fields. One of the Odos hits the engineer.
Yeah, because he had the phasers on both of them.
Yep. He
Right.
hits the engineer first, then he hits Miles, knocks him out. Then one of the Odos grabs the other Odo, and they're locked in this struggle. And that's where we see the bad guy finally for the first time. We see, which was a different actor. You could see the makeup fit different. It didn't look like Odo anymore.
It looked more like the ambassador is who
Well,
it looked
because it
like.
was.
It was the
Yes.
ambassador,
It
exactly.
was
It was
Mr.
Pressman.
like, thank you.
Yes. But he does have a little bit of a dialogue there, right? Where he's got his hand in his midsection, his energy hand, whatever.
Yes, and they're grappling, they're
Yeah.
wrestling a bit
Right.
around the warp core,
Right.
and they're locked in this struggle.
Yeah.
He tells the ambassador changeling, says, "Join us. You should be on our side."
Right.
Odo basically morphs his body inside the founder, kind of grabbing him and tosses him against the warp core, where he
Yeah.
just gets fried.
Right.
And just before he dies, he whispers something to Odo.
And he
And then he
says,
dies.
"Rosebud." And that was the end of
That was
that.
it.
So,
And Odo says, I don't think so. Oh, that's.
So let's talk about the production behind the scenes here for this scene, this fight scene. This fight between Odo and the other changeling was extremely complicated to put together due to all of the morphing effects. Steve Oster, the producer, he pointed
Oh,
out that
angel of a man. Sorry, I had to
Angel
throw that in
producers,
there.
yeah, producer and
He's
angel
amazing.
on Earth, Steve Oster, points out that there are more morphing shots in this short fight scene than in the entire third season of Deep Space Nine.
Wow.
So that's how intense this morphing was. René Auberjonois and Lawrence Pressman filmed the scene as normal, the fight scene, the choreography, and then each actor was required to film the scene separately by themselves. While they would have to look at a monitor and match their movements exactly in order to ensure that the effects would work properly. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
To actually sit there and grapple with air and make it
Yes,
look
that would
right.
be a lot of work.
Oh, God. Just a
A
headache.
lot of work.
A headache.
Very cool.
Everything's restored. Sisko is pretty calm. I think Sisko did a pretty good job this entire episode. He didn't freak out once, so that was nice. So O'Brien says to Sisko, control to helm, she's all yours. He basically says, let's turn around, let's get out of here, take us away from the settlement, which they almost eliminated. They're about to demolish those people, but they got saved because they turn around. And then the auto-destruct sequence is aborted, and everything is good. So they're going home.
Yes, I like that Kira says, this is Kira Nerys, first officer. I concur. She's like, stop the clock. I concur.
That's kind of funny because that's not a code.
It's not a
I concur is
code.
not a code.
No,
She should have
no.
said Kira Nerys, out. What if they always have like a, you know,
Yes.
Kira one Alpha two, whatever, something like that, where
Yeah,
they say
abort
something.
sequence. She
just
Yes.
says, I
She goes, I
concur.
concur, which is not an authorization
It's like a
sequence.
layman thing to say.
Yes, it is. We have another captain's log supplemental, which
Another.
thank God we haven't had a
Another.
captain's log in a while. They made it back to the station though, but he's concerned about Odo because he says Odo hasn't said spoken a word.
Yeah.
Yes, very sad, Odo. We go to the wardroom. We realize that the real ambassador wasn't ever there. He was on vacay. He was on a vacation.
What?
Uh,
Of
the
course. On
yeah, the
Ryza, Dax's favorite
yes, he
place to
was
go. My
wait.
favorite vacation spot.
Yeah, he
He
was going
was
to
on a
Ryza.
vacation on Ryza.
The coup never happened. Sisko's going to order a full captain's report. And Odo comes in. And he tells Sisko some very important news for a season three finale. He says, Captain, there's something you need to know. The changeling before he died, he whispered something to me. Sisko says, go on. Odo says, he said, you're too late. We are everywhere.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bum, bum, bum. Yes.
All
So there's
right.
changelings everywhere. I
Right.
can't wait to see what happens with this.
Yes. So that idea basically plays upon what their initial idea for this episode was. So this episode initially was supposed to have a cliffhanger ending. It wasn't supposed to end as tidy as it does here. A cliffhanger ending involving changelings on Earth. Changelings on Earth. So the
On
story was
Earth?
set, yes, to introduce a Joseph Sisko, so another Sisko family member, and it was to
His
take
father.
place at Starfleet headquarters. And the end of the cliffhanger had Benjamin Sisko declaring that the founders had infiltrated the very heart of Starfleet. So they
Oh,
were
wow.
already in Starfleet. But then, for unknown reasons, the Paramount brass nixed the idea and they said, we don't want a cliffhanger ending. So the writers pivoted and came up with a story about a changeling wreaking havoc on the Defiant instead.
Well, that makes sense.
Yes.
I mean, if it's
Wow.
suddenly on Earth, now we've unleashed a whole nother can of worms.
Right.
And it takes us out of the Delta Quadrant and the whole thing that we've been setting up this entire 3 years of us protecting the Delta Quadrant, right?
Right. The
The
not the Delta
Delta
Quadrant.
Quadrant?
You mean the Alpha Quadrant.
You're
Yeah.
in
I
the
mean the
Alpha
Alpha
Quadrant.
Quadrant.
Sorry, you
Yeah,
guys are my
you're
sci-fi nerds. Yeah,
Yeah.
but the
I was like,
Alpha,
what
but the
quadrant is
Gamma
it? Yeah.
Quadrant through the wormhole is the
Oh,
Gamma
thank you.
Quadrant.
Yes.
That's what you're
Okay.
thinking.
Wow.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah. But the whole comment of we are everywhere is giving, it's foreshadowing that they have infiltrated. So basically the writer
They've
didn't
come
give up.
through the wormhole. They're all over the
The
place.
writers did not want to give up on that whole idea of infiltration of Starfleet. It doesn't happen that way in the future, evidently, from what I read, but there is
What?
some infiltration that will happen. So
Oh, I was
that's all.
hoping for lots of changelings. But they're
Well, I'm sure there
expensive.
will be changelings everywhere, but I'm saying the idea of it happening at San Francisco, I think, was, they didn't follow that
Yeah.
storyline.
Mm-mm.
They did something
Interesting.
different. Yeah. Very ominous, right? We don't know what's going to happen.
Yes. Season three,
Oh my goodness.
complete. My lesson, we talked about a little bit before, but is verify beyond one person's story. That's a important lesson for all of us. Like, we can hear someone's story, and it may be true, and we should trust, but verify that that's really the story, especially if it's going to be a strong response, like full complement of torpedoes and let's go fight a battle. You don't want to just listen to one ambassador tell you, oh, yeah, this is what you got. This is what's going on. You've got to do it. They should have talked to Starfleet. Yeah. And I think even in life, like, I hear gossip, let's say, about somebody, and I might have a strong reaction. But before I act on that, I should make sure that the gossip or the story I've been told is true. It may not be true, or it might be
Yeah, or
partially true.
put it in perspective, you're hearing one person's side of it.
One person's side, yeah.
Yeah.
So your lesson is do your due diligence on your own when you hear
Yeah.
something. Terry, what is your lesson for this episode?
Mine's very similar. First of all, I be skeptical, but in what I found that bothered me about this, and it's ironic that Commander Sisko is becoming Captain Sisko, and he's taking it the word of an ambassador, which is not another world leader, right? Just staying in the Star Trek world. It really bothered me that he didn't right away, not to like make it out like the ambassador was telling stories, but check in with Starfleet and find out the protocol, because that's what we've done in the past. And it was a big, what? When I was watching it just didn't make sense to me. Yeah. And he didn't even say the ambassador's name in that situation. He said ambassador, and that bothered me too. It was like, why aren't you saying his whole name? And where is he from? And why aren't we hearing? I just felt like we didn't sit down in the wardroom and have a plan like we have in other episodes. And it's like, this is a mission, and we're start. It just was missing some elements that made me feel like it was moving forward in a professional way. You
That's
know,
a
this is a professional setting, and it's military, and you don't go off to a war situation because an ambassador told you something.
That's a very valid point. My lesson is similar to you guys. I'm going to go with that. Just do your due diligence. Otherwise, my only other lesson is it's never Julian. That's all.
Okay, our Patreon poll winner for the theme moral of this episode is submitted by Alex Ray. We are at our most vulnerable when we no longer trust each other. True.
All right. Well, we've come to the end of the episode. Thank you again to Terry for joining us and recapping and discussing this episode.
Thanks, Tare.
Thanks, Terry
Thank you,
Fair.
guys. Thanks for
Yes.
having me, brothers.
Yes. Join us next time when we will be recapping and discussing the episode The Way of the Warrior with not only Armin, but Terry again. Terry will be there. Woohoo! And
Yay!
one other person, a special guest host.
Ooh.
Who could that be?
Mm.
None
I
other.
think I know.
Well, you know him quite well.
I think I do know
You
him
do,
quite
you
well.
do. So I'll let you announce it. Who will that be?
Oh my goodness. The one, the only, the fabulous, the most incredible Klingon ever, Michael Dorn.
Oh my gosh.
That's going to be so exciting. For all of our Patreon patrons, please stay tuned for your bonus material and more, Terry.